Chapter 10. The Last Wish. The next morning, a letter from Mother arrived. Grandmother was much better and Mother would be back at the White House that afternoon. The children were very happy. "Today's wish must be something for Mother," said Cyril. "What would she like, do you think?"
"She would like us to be good," said Jane. "She often wishes for that."
"Yes, but we can be good without help from the Sand Fairy," said Cyril.
Then Martha came in with a pot of tea.
"Something terrible's happened," she said. "Someone has stolen all Lady Chittenden's jewellery, her pearl necklaces, her diamond rings, and her gold bracelets."
"Lady Chittenden?" said Anthea. "We know her. She lives in a very grand house, and she wears a red and white dress."
"That's her," said Martha, "and she's very upset. Her jewellery was worth thousands of pounds. Now, I must clean this house before your mother arrives."
When Martha had gone, Anthea said,
"I didn't like Lady Chittenden very much. She is so rich. Our mother only has two rings and a little pearl brooch, and she's got no diamonds at all."
"When I'm a famous explorer, I'll buy her lots of diamonds," said Robert.
"Wouldn't it be lovely," Jane said dreamily, "if Mother found Lady Chittenden's jewellery in her room?"
"Oh, I wish she would."
Robert stared at her.
"Jane, why did you wish that?" he asked. "The wish will come true. Then we'll be taken to the police station again and Mother and Father will be so angry."
"We must find the jewellery," decided Cyril, "and take it back to Lady Chittenden."
They went upstairs to Mother's room and started to look for the jewellery. They looked on the dressing table and in the chest of drawers and under the bed and on top of the wardrobe, but they couldn't find anything.
"I know why we can't find the jewellery," said Robert. "Mother has to find it. That was what Jane wished for."
"We'll have to tell Mother the truth," said Anthea.
"We'll tell her all about the Sand Fairy and the wishes, and she'll give back the jewellery, and everything will be all right."
"Do you think so?" asked Cyril.
"I don't think she would believe us. Would you believe in a Sand Fairy if you had never seen one? She will think we're making it up."
"Cyril's right," said Anthea. "A grown-up wouldn't believe in a Sand Fairy. But there's nothing we can do about it, so let's fill the house with flowers and get ready to welcome Mother home."
So they picked lots of red roses and put them around the house in pots and jars. Mother arrived after lunch and was very pleased with the roses. They had lots of things to talk about and the children almost forgot about the Sand Fairy and the wish. But then Mother said,
"I need to take off my hat and unpack my case. I'm going up to my room now."
"Oh, don't go to your room," cried Anthea. "I'll take your things upstairs for you."
"No, I need to wash my hands and comb my hair."
The children slowly followed their mother upstairs. She took off her hat and washed her hands. Then she went to her dressing table to comb her hair.
"Oh, what's this?" she asked.
She picked up a small leather box. She opened it and took out a glittering ring.
"Pearls and diamonds! How lovely!
Father must have sent it for me. I'll go and ask Martha." Of course, Martha knew nothing about the ring.
"It's a mystery," smiled Mother. She put the ring on her finger. It sparkled in the light.
Then she opened her drawer to take out her comb, and she found a diamond necklace. When she went to put her hat in the wardrobe, she found a gold brooch, and the more she looked, the more jewellery she found. Mother was not smiling now. Jane started to cry.
"You know something about this, Jane," said Mother. "Now tell me the truth."
We found a fairy in the sand pit," said poor Jane.
"Don't be silly, Jane. Tell me the truth, please."
Cyril said, "We've never seen the jewellery before, but we know that burglars took all Lady Chittenden's jewellery last night. Maybe they hid it here, in your room."
"Why would they do that?" "I'm going to the police." Mother put her hat back on.
Don't let anyone into the house.
What now? Said Jane, when Mother had gone.
We can't wait until sunset, said Anthea. We'll have to go to the Sand Fairy. If we beg him, he might give us another wish. Come on, Jane.
The Sand Fairy was washing his whiskers in the sun.
You again, he said. I suppose you want another wish. Can't I have any time to myself?
Dear, kind Sand Fairy, said Anthea, please give us one more wish and we will never ask again.
Do you mean it? I am so tired.
Yes, said Anthea. I wish that Lady Chittenden had not been burgled.
Done, said the Sand Fairy. Anything else?
Jane said, I wish that Mother would forget all about the jewellery.
Done. Now, will you make a wish for me?
Can't you make wishes for yourself?
Oh, no. Now, my wish is that you never tell a grown-up about me.
Why?
Because then I would have no peace at all. Grown-ups would wish for all sorts of silly things.
Anthea made the wish, and the Sand Fairy puffed himself out again.
Thank you for everything, said Anthea. I hope you have a good long sleep, and I hope we see you again.
Is that a wish?
Asked the Sand Fairy, drowsily.
Yes, it's our very last one.
Back at the White House, Martha said,
You'll never guess. Lady Chittenden wasn't burgled after all. She sent her jewellery away to be cleaned and then forgot all about it.
The children looked at each other and smiled. Then Mother came in.
I went into Rochester to buy your school dresses, she said. Will you ask Martha for a pot of tea, please, Anthea?
She has forgotten,
whispered Jane to the boys. While Mother put baby to bed, the four children sat in the garden.
I wonder if we will ever see the Sand Fairy again, said Jane.
That was our very last wish, said Anthea. I'm sure it will come true.
The children did see the Sand Fairy again, but that, of course, is another story.